USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attacks. In an earlier statement, Trump also said Israel has a right to defend itself. President Biden also released a statement about the incursion on Saturday, saying there is never justification for terrorist attacks, and Israel has a right to defend its people. The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
Dave Collins reporting. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It'll jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. Officials in Hawaii plan to reopen West Maui to tourists this weekend. Residents of Lahaina are slowly cleaning up, getting their lives back together, and trying to move forward after the devastating wildfires in early August. But many of those residents say their grief is still too fresh to welcome a surge of visitors. Many community members say residents are still mourning their losses and need more time to heal after the fires leveled the town of Lahaina and left 97 people dead. Early estimates project that about $5.5 billion will be needed to repair damaged areas in West Maui. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fannie Willis says she's been getting threats. Willis said on Friday the threats began when her office indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others for allegedly interfering with the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis told the Fulton County Board of Commissioners that threats come in the mail, over the phone, and even through text messages. She's also asking the commission for more power when it comes to vetting and hiring her own staff. A federal judge in Tulsa has upheld Oklahoma's new law that bans doctors and hospitals from performing gender transition procedures on minors.
The law also bans doctors from prescribing drugs like puberty blockers and hormones. District Judge Sean Hale says the law is rationally related to the state's interest in protecting children, the public health, and the integrity of the medical profession.
Five transgender youths, their families, and a doctor had filed a lawsuit to block enforcement of the law. Airline flights to Tel Aviv have been canceled after the Hamas attacks on Israel. Weekend flights on United as well as American and Delta Airlines are listed as canceled. Several airlines around the world announced they're canceling flights to Tel Aviv as a result of the fighting. The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old Fried faces over 100 years in federal prison.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.